Hey everyone, I'm still trying to find like the best place to record these videos. You might notice the lighting changes a little bit as I'm talking. It seems to be dependent on whether the sun's behind the clouds and kind of when it peaks out. So yeah, if you notice some changing shadows, that's why. So this week on my blog, I shared an update, which I wanted to narrate in this episode. And then I'm going to finish with something a little bit different. So I hope you enjoy watching or listening. Releasing the indie author book and stepping in a new direction, an announcement. So I've got something to share with you today. In October, it'll be 3 years since I started Introvert Jedi, the blog that later became this one, INF Club. As I've reflected on the future of the blog in recent weeks, I've noticed that I'm being pulled in a slightly different direction. Or perhaps a renewed direction. Let me explain. Since I left my corporate job 6 years ago, it feels like I've been slowly peeling back the layers and coming closer to my intuitive, creative center. Indeed, many of the INFPs, the INFJs, and the intuitives that I've connected with, resonated with, and interviewed for the podcast and on the blog have been those who are writers or otherwise creatives or multi-passionates. I've noticed the excitement and passion I felt when connecting with other artists, whether it's through listening to a podcast, on Twitter, or in real life. These inevitably tend to be creative souls who are trying to make an income from their art, whether they are authors, musicians, or artists. The majority of these people seem to be intuitives, and I'm sure many of them are INFPs and INFJs, even those who haven't taken the test, of which there are many. As I get ready to launch the Indie Author book, I've been reflecting on my journey with this project and the why behind my writing and why it means so much to me. My time in Madeira has also been an opportunity to come back to center and connect with my intuition, and the dots seem to be pulling me in the same direction. This feels like the start of a new chapter. I'm still figuring things out, but it feels like my focus is changing to indie artists, and especially those who write. The authors and the poets who are putting their words down, sharing them with the world, and stepping into their identities as artists and making an income from their creative work. Perhaps even being full-time artists. I've come across a few examples of folks out there who are walking this indie artist path and have made it a thing. Folks like Joanna Penn, an indie author, and Charlotte Erickson, an indie musician. And now that I'm about to publish my first book, I'm feeling the pull to produce more art and to share it, stepping deeper into my own identity as an indie artist, and to help other indie writers do the same, building fans and an income around their creative work. I've been blogging for 6 years now, learning as I go, and I've started making an online income too. I'm now wanting to step into my growing identity as a writer, as an indie artist, sharing what I'm up to and what I'm learning along the way, so that others can walk this path with me too. I know that many of you who have been following my journey with INF Club are writers and multi-passionates. I've interviewed several of you for the podcast and connected with even more of you via Twitter, over a call, or through the mastermind programs that I've run these last couple of years. I hope you'll stay along for the ride as my new chapter begins, but please know that if what I'm up to no longer resonates with you, there are no hard feelings at all. Either way, it felt right for me to share these thoughts with you before the release of the book. I thought about holding off until the next month, but honestly, it felt right just to share this now. It's been building more and more in recent weeks, and I felt ready to share this with you before I start giving the book and the stories of the 50 self-published authors it contains the sort of launch promotion I feel it deserves. We live in an exciting time where making money from our art as independent creatives is an actual thing. It's a path we can choose to take, and the indie author shares the raw and honest stories of writers all over the world who've done exactly that. In the coming weeks, you'll notice me stepping more into this new direction, and this will be reflected in the things I share on the blog, the newsletter, as well as on the podcast and YouTube. I'm also currently in the process of creating a new home for the blog, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you soon. In the meantime, you're welcome to connect with me on Twitter. My handle is @jasraj0, that's @JAS for sugar, RAJ with a zero on the end, where you can see some of what's happening behind the scenes. Thank you for following my journey so far and being patient as I navigate this next part of it. Whilst I step into this new direction, I'll continue to surround myself with the intuitive souls who've nourished and supported me in these last couple of years. More than anything, that intuitive, sensitive, INFP part of me is me, and I'll only be leaning into it more in the weeks and the months that lie ahead. Next week, or actually I think it's the week after next, I'll be recording another conversation with my writer friend Lauren Sapala, where we'll be talking about managing our energy as sensitive souls. It's so important to continue these conversations around our intuition and our sensitivity. And it's my intention to keep honoring those parts of myself and to continue to share those pieces of myself and have conversations about them as I continue to lean into them and learn more about them. And with all that being said, here's to wishing that each of us becomes exactly who we're meant to be. Here's to us intuitive, creative souls, and here's to new directions. Over the coming couple of weeks, I can't wait to step into the launch of the Indie Author book and to share with you the journey that I've been on with this project. I'll see you again soon. Jazz. Stepping onto a new path isn't always an easy thing to do, but sometimes your body tells you that's what you need to do. Life's a winding journey. There'll be highs and there'll be lows. There'll be winding bits in the middle. Only God truly knows. All you can do is do your best and do what feels right. Maybe you'll end up where you think you'll get to. Who knows? Maybe I just might. The most important thing is to give yourself space to breathe, space to spread your wings and to express yourself with ease. The only person you need to be is yourself. So keep doing you. Keep on shining bright, because I find when I'm being myself, that's when I feel the most light. So here's to the next chapter. I don't know exactly where it will lead, but I will know that I honored my intuition. And to be honest with you, that's all I need.